This is Susan Hidalgo Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Dr. Laura Cassidy is our guest today. She is president of the Louisiana Key Academy, a new tuition-free charter school for children with dyslexia in East Baton Rouge Parish and surrounding parishes. Welcome, Dr. Cassidy.
Thank you.
I went to see La Key Academy. I was so impressed. I cannot tell you. It was a delightful school. The children were energized. They were interested. This is such an interesting school, and I know it has to do with what people typically classify a learning disability. What do you think?
Yes, the school, Louisiana Key Academy, is for children who are at risk for reading failure, and the majority of those are children that will have dyslexia, which, as we know, is a very common diagnosis. About 1 in 5 children actually have this disorder of the brain, which usually manifests with struggling readers.
So it's not a vision problem?
No, and it is important to have children's vision checked, but it's not. It's actually the language base center, which lies deep in the left side of the brain. So these children are reading on the right side of the brain, which causes them to struggle and need a different approach.
Well, I think in our previous discussions, the word doctors, Shaywitch, has come up. And maybe a lot of parents don't know about the books they have written and that they're very involved in the topic of dyslexia and learning problems. Would you tell us about your experience with the Dr. Shaywitch?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to meet them. They are the co-founders and directors of the Yale Center for Dyslexia and Creativity. Her book, Dr. Sally Shaywitch, is Overcoming Dyslexia, and it's the landmark book about this entity. And she is a pediatric developmental pediatrician. He is a neurologist who did the MRIs in the beginning, and they really helped me understand what is going on with these children as a physician. It helped me. So, and they encouraged this school and helped in the format of the class size, the curriculum, the length of reading instruction. And so they're a real champion around the United States and the world.
Do you find that some parents deny that their children may have dyslexia? They don't want to consider their child a slow learner.
It turns out that 80% of children that are diagnosed with a learning disability have dyslexia. We are a language-based society, and we judge people whether we think they're smart or not on their use of language, whether it's reading, writing, or speaking. So these children are often said to be slow learners or not as bright, and nothing could be farther from the truth, because these are children with average to above average IQs. And that's why it's so important, because you can just imagine what's going on in their head. They're smart. They know something's wrong, and they're just looking for someone to help solve the puzzle so they can make the most of the brain they've been given.
If a child is older than a second grader, which obviously you're going to move the grades up, I think, until fifth grade, eventually that's the goal, correct?
Correct.
But a parent is having trouble now, and the child is older than the second grader. What do they do?
Yes, I've had phone calls from parents of children, you know, in middle school to high school. And that's why we're going to offer after-school tutoring. We also hope the school will serve as a model where other educators, principals, policy leaders can come and look to see what the school looks like, what the curriculum is, talk to us about teacher training, and then if the child so desires, after-school tutoring.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cassidy. For more information on La Key Academy in Baton Rouge, go to WRKF.org and look for the podcast of today's show, and you will find La Key Academy at gmail.org. Thanks again, Dr. Cassidy. This is Susan Hidalgo Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.